The actor James McAvoy has mostly played heroes and romantic leads. Think X-Men and Atonement. He might not seem like someone you'd cast as a creep in a movie called Filth. But critic Bob Mondello says this is casting against type that works.
He swaggers down the street, swiping balloons from children, ogling their mothers, flipping off foreigners, smirking as he ticks down a list of what makes Scotland a place where he feels he can be cock of the walk.
This nation brought the world television, the steam engine, golf, whiskey, penicillin, and of course, the deep-fried Mars bar. It is great being Scottish. We're such a uniquely successful race.
He's the kind of soulless operator you might call the police to protect you from, except he is the police.
Detective Sergeant Bruce Robertson, soon to be Detective Inspector Bruce Robertson. You just have to be the best, and I usually am.
If by the best he means he's the most racist, or the biggest cokehead, or the least principled, he's got that right. As he angles for that promotion to Detective Inspector, Robertson's got little time for actual police business. There's so much undercutting of his competition to do, whether he's getting a teetotaler drunk, or hiring someone to make a fastidious colleague seem gay, or embarrassing a guy who feels sexually inadequate by suggesting at an office party a variation on that photocopy your butt prank.
What they'd do is we would photocopy an image of their wedding tackle. Then be up to the lassies to match the male member with the corresponding owner.
What a load of bollocks, man.
Let's do it.
James McAvoy, looking puffy, eyes perpetually glazed, plays Robertson with enough foul-mouthed sleaze to be thoroughly off-putting. I had a hard time finding dialogue of his that wouldn't have to be bleeped on the radio. Filth is based on a novel by Irvine Welsh, who also wrote the profane, drug-fueled epic Trainspotting, and this story sometimes feels equally unsavory. Other times, it just seems as if writer-director John S. Baird is playing around with movie-making jokes, say by casting the actors who played dancer Billy Elliot and his dad as cops, or by staging some Terry Gilliam-style hallucinations featuring animal masks and a pill-pushing, Christmas-caroling Jim Broadbent.
This promotion's made him crack. He isn't in the running.
Bigger pain, bigger jar. Bigger pills, Bruce!
As intriguing as it is to watch McAvoy getting uncharacteristically down and dirty, and he's almost alarmingly good at it, the film gets emotionally squishy as it heads into its final reel, with perhaps a few more behavior-explaining revelations than it really needs, but credit the filmmakers with descending persuasively into the swampy squalor of a diseased mind. If you're in the mood to go there with them, Filth offers a pretty bracing wallow. I'm Bob Mondello.